All right, people, welcome to our podcast. Let's talk. I am with Dimitris, the co-host, and myself, it's Akim, and we will discuss some very hot news of this week. So the core CPI came out yesterday for the United States. The core CPI is actually the inflation data that doesn't include the more volatile energy and food. Inflation is hot, 3.8%. It's hotter than forecasted. It's as hot as last month. So there is no visible decline here. 3.8% year over year. The CPI, which includes food and energy, is even worse. 3.5% higher than previous month, 0.3% higher, and is higher than forecasted. So it's really, really hot CPI data. So it means the inflation is really soaring still in the US. It's not under control. It's a very different picture from what we have over here in Europe, where we're much closer to 2% in most countries, but in the US we're still very far from the central bank target. So we will discuss with Dimitris what this means and what impact it has on the stock market and how you can adjust your portfolio to benefit from this situation. So, Dimitris, what do you think of this data? What was like your first reaction when you saw this 3.8% core CPI, 3.5% CPI data, much higher than previous, higher than forecasted? I mean, this sent really the markets they were panicking. A lot of investors were selling everything. Did you sell?
I didn't sell anything. I was laughing actually. In times like these, people are panicking because the CPI is announced an hour before the market open. Okay, so you can see the pre-market, people are going nuts. They're losing their minds. And it's somehow justified because this is the third month in a row inflation is trending the wrong way. 1 month or two, you can justify it in your head that, okay, the way down is not straight down. You know, you're going to get some ups and downs, but 3 months straight, that puts the Fed in a very peculiar position to, are they going to hike one more time? I don't think so, but
So
we have to start wondering.
you thinking is not seasonal then,
More
because
than
you
2 months.
know
More than 2 months is not seasonal.
maybe it's also some salary increases, right? Companies, most companies increase their salaries at the start of the year and also hand out bonuses. And these bonuses are often used by the employees to purchase more stuff, right? To
Yes.
buy more cars, to renovate whatever they have at home.
Yes.
So the start of the year is usually the inflation is a bit higher at the start of the year. It's true that if it was just 1 or 2 months, I would say, okay, let's not panic here, it's seasonal. 3 months, still, right? Still, it could be seasonal, but it could also not be seasonal.
I don't
But the Fed, I don't know what the Fed thinks, right? They were very unclear. Now, what
Very.
did the Fed say actually yesterday?
They didn't say anything.
They didn't say anything.
A statement, not directly from them. In order for me to take the words of the Fed into account, I have to listen to the words. I have to watch Jay Powell on a press conference live.
And see his face, right? See what
Yes.
the emotion.
Yes. Saying what he's about to say, then I'm going to take it into consideration. But leaking to the press, and the press is reporting whatever it was leaked. I'm not making any investment decision based just on that.
But they will probably have to keep the rate higher, or at least high, for longer. I mean, I don't see a cut coming next month. A lot of people were tabling for an interest rate cut in May
No.
next month,
No.
and people assumed that all the growth stocks, the tech stocks, they would all go up and up because the rate would be cut already next month. I don't see here any. I don't see the conditions to cut the interest rate starting next month, even in June. June is not even 2 months from now.
I don't see a cut until the end of the summer. I don't expect a cut until September, and that if it's a big if. So the beginning of the year was seven, the market was expecting seven cuts, then it went to five, then it went to three. Now they're just expecting two, which is going to be one in September. And if that happens, then one before the end of the year, and that will be it for the year because inflation is trending the wrong way, and the Fed has conditioned the market for decades to either hike, pause, or cut. They don't do cutting and pausing and cutting. They don't do all three together. They do
Do
them one.
you think the interest rate could increase even more? Do you think they could hike? What if the next CPI is again higher? Is again above, I don't know, 4%, for example?
I don't think they're
That's
hiking.
not off the table, right?
No, it's not off the table. Everything is on the table. But I don't think they're hiking further because because they stopped hiking how many months ago? 6 months ago?
Yeah, I think yes.
Yeah, 6 months ago. Oh, around that, like 6, 7 months. So
Yes.
they
In
stopped.
October, I think he announced the pause.
That was the pause. So he paused and then changed his mind. They're supposed to be the people that have the answers. The Fed is they are the group of people that they have the answers, they have the data. So if they show the market that they don't know what they're doing, because if you're pausing and then hiking again, it shows that you don't know what you're doing. You're regretting the decision you made 6 months ago to pause.
Yeah.
That's what it means. Then the markets are going to panic there.
The good thing for the Fed is they're under no pressure. The economy is doing well,
Yes.
so there's no
No pressure to cut.
incentive to cut
Yes.
rates, right? But this is bad for stocks.
It is.
It is bad, but not for long-term investors, like you and I. And this is why I think that you now more than ever you need to have a portfolio oriented really for the long term,
Yes.
because the short term is really, it's going to be difficult to predict, because we're in a situation where the Fed could hike the rate, or could cut, or could keep it. And usually, I mean, the previous years and in previous decades, you had either a stronger tendency to cut or a stronger tendency to hike the rates. But now the odds are almost one third, one third, one third to hike, to hold, or to cut the rates. So it's a situation that is really difficult right now to predict more than ever, I think.
And one thing that you and I wouldn't do as investors is we're not making bets based of what the Fed will do. You're not opening a position that you know is gonna work because you have a strong feeling that the Fed is cutting in March or in June. That's not how we select companies or positions. We just go through the data and we see, okay, this is a good company. We buy that, we're going to hold it for the long term. So we're not making decisions based on the Fed. But we have to pay attention to the
I
Fed.
mean, Demetrius, here we'll have to speak for you, because I do make my decisions based on that. I think the level of cash that you hold is a direct consequence of that. If they're going to cut rates, certainly cut rates, and the rates are going to go down, you should hold the least cash possible. But in a situation of high uncertainty, I think it's really important to have some cash position. I know you don't like cash, but you need to have some bigger, I think, bigger cash position if the rate is going to go higher, if you're going to get paid more actually on cash, right?
I don't think we're going higher. I think we're staying here for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
I think we're not going to see a cut until Q4 of 2024.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. I might be wrong, but I wouldn't bet on a cut. And by the way, this is assuming that nothing crazy happens. Because the economy can go into a recession and you're not even going to realize it. Because you usually realize you're in a recession after the recession has started. So you don't really realize it while the whole thing is started. So you never
So you're
know.
not going to hedge in any way your portfolio of stocks.
No.
I just remind to the audience that your portfolio, just like mine, both our portfolios are very diversified. So we have exposure to practically every sector of the 11 S&P 500 sectors. I have about 50 positions, and you have around 20, something like that. And we both hold similar levels of cash, so a small percentage of cash. We're mostly invested in our positions. So you don't think it's necessary to hedge your portfolio. Hedging mean protecting your portfolio in a way.
My hedge in this situation, it will be not to take unnecessary risk. For example, I won't increase the high beta positions, the Teslas and the Rivians, and I know you hate Rivian, and
Can
I'm
you
not.
explain to us what you mean by high beta? I
Well,
don't know if everyone.
the high beta is
What's a beta?
okay. So beta is a measure of how volatile the stock is compared to the market. So if a stock has a beta more than one, it's more volatile than the market. If it has less than one, it's less volatile than the market. Beta has some positives and negatives. The positive is in bull markets, in upward trends, they tend to outperform. In bear markets and downtrends, they can make your life miserable. You can every day they can go down like crazy.
Yeah.
So
But overall, your portfolio, the beta is a bit higher than one, no? A little bit higher than one,
yes,
yeah?
it is. Yes, it is. Yes, not too much. Not it's not too high, but it's more than one. Yeah, my portfolio is more volatile than
Yeah.
the.
Mine is actually lower than one, so it means that it moves less down and less up than when the
Yes.
market goes down or goes up.
Yes.
It shows that my portfolio is a little bit more conservative and your portfolio is a little bit riskier, right?
Please.
So technically, interest rate cuts will be a bit better for you than they will be for me if the cuts will come.
It will be cards will be better for both of us, but it will have more impact on my portfolio than yours. Interest rates cuts unless you're going short or you're hedging the wrong way, then it's not beneficial. But when you are like log only like you and me, it will be good for both of us.
Yeah. So what's your key what would be your key takeaway here from this week's hot inflation? Should you continue just buying everything that you already hold? I mean, what would you recommend to, I'm thinking of the amateur investors, the new ones that don't have that much experience with the market, right? And they keep hearing CPI, PPI, beta, etc. And they're not really sure how they should position themselves because they don't want to hold an enormous amount of cash during times of high inflation, right? Because inflation will eat your savings, will eat your cash. But at the same time, they can be a little bit lost because of a lot of noise, really, on TV and from a lot of sources. A lot of noise. People say buy bonds, no, don't buy bonds. Buy stocks, no, don't buy stocks. Buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin, the halving is coming next week. So what should one do if one has, say, I don't know, a certain amount of money in the bank account and wants to invest it now? Should that person wait to know what's going to happen in a couple of months or next year? Or should one buy bonds? Or should one buy a bit of bonds, a bit of stocks? Should one buy also a bit of Bitcoin or not? What would be your advice on this to someone who wants to grow wealth, but also not lose it all, right? Wants to maybe preserve wealth from inflation. I met a lot of people that actually want to preserve their wealth from inflation, but they also want to grow it a little bit so that they can renovate their houses or so that they can perhaps buy a new car or so that they can save a bit of money for the for trips or for education of their children, for example. Why would you recommend someone that has money now just to invest a lump sum in a particular asset or asset class?
No, I don't believe in the lump sum. I think you should start slowly. If you're just starting investing now, it's better to start slowly, carefully. So let's say you have $10,000, okay? And you throw them and you spread them 30 ways, and you manage to put together a nice diversified portfolio of 30 different positions. It's impossible to get them all of them at the same time in good prices. So the way I did it is was one position at a time. When I started, I didn't start with a lot of money. It was just a few thousand dollars. And then every month I was adding to that position. And then after a couple of months, I saw another position in another stock in a discount. So now as far as the allocation, how much in bonds and how much in stocks and how much in crypto. If you're just starting, stay away from crypto, just for the time being. You have to watch with your own eyes a cycle, a bear market. You have to watch a bear market happening in front of your eyes. Your coins going down 10, 15% in a single day. And if you can watch it and you're okay with it, then invest into crypto. But first, if you have money that you saved, and that nobody was giving you the money, and you saved them because you were working, I wouldn't recommend putting them into crypto.
Yeah, it's more difficult than it sounds, you know, to watch your net worth declining by 15 or 20% in one day, especially the day after you invest those monies, because this is what usually happens. You invest the day after there's a market crash. This is what usually happens. I mean, it's a coincidence, right? It's always coincidence. But the thing is that the market always goes down, always goes up. Crypto is much worse. So the problem with crypto is that you put 10,000, and then tomorrow is going to be worth 12,000, and then the day after already 15,000, and you are so excited because it exceeded your expectations, and you're going to invest even more, and then one day, out of the blues, it can crash by 50% just because of some news. For example, the US SEC, the US regulator, yesterday announced it's looking now into Uniswap. Uniswap is a big crypto platform where you can swap different cryptos, and there's a lot of trading activity going on in there. The SEC yesterday announced that, and guess what? The Unicoin really crashed yesterday and continued to decline today. So if you want to protect your wealth, to preserve it and to grow it, you know, slowly for real life projects, I agree with Dimitris. Don't go into crypto. You can have a, perhaps if you want, you can invest a small portion, for example, 1% of the 10,000. Why not $100 on Bitcoin? Because this will psychologically force you to follow a bit the Bitcoin news, you know. Just by having a small amount of money invested in there, it kind of forces you to watch that whole cycle. But don't get too emotional, don't get excited. If the $100 become 50 or become 200, don't invest more, watch an entire cycle, try to understand more about Bitcoin. But I would recommend to put a very small portion of money in crypto, maybe in Bitcoin, just for you to follow, and just for a psychological reason, really. It's not a rational reason, it's a psychological reason for you to feel more incentivized, actually, to pay attention to that in the news. That's a little trick that really works. It works for me, it works for a lot of people. But for the rest, I would agree with Dimitris. You have to really have a diversified portfolio, but you need to really, it's really important, you need to understand the instruments that you're going to invest in. And that is really important. Even for passive investing, don't just come and invest in the S&P if you don't know what is the S&P, you know, 500. You need to understand what's the S&P 500. The good thing about Dimitris and myself, we're both popular investors on eToro, and we help a lot of investors on the platform who don't necessarily know where to put their money. They can copy us, so they invested money. mirrors what Dimitris and me invest in and divest in, right? Divest from. And copying popular investors on eToro also helps from that perspective. If you don't know yet what to do, or if you don't have the time to look at the instruments, but you don't want to just have the cash on the sideline, it's always a good idea to copy popular investors, a popular investor with a track record and a clear strategy. And this why also we want to do this podcast to make it educational, and you can ask us questions after the episode. Dimitris and I will be happy to answer. There's a Q&A at the end of the episode. When you listen to it, you can always ask and we will answer. I think this is really important. But I close now the bracket and I come back to you,
One last
Dimitris.
point. I have one last point on crypto that I'm sure you agree. The one thing that I hate about crypto is it trades 24/7, 365.
Yeah. Also weekends, yeah, during public holidays.
So a bad Friday is going to ruin your weekend. Yes. And another thing, when a company, for example, Tesla goes down 5, 6, 7% in a single day, there is a reason. Elon Musk said something. The financials are not looking too good. The sales are down. There is a reason why any particular stock is down that much on a single day. 1, 2%, that's just buyers and sellers. That's supply and demand. But the big moves, some news are behind it. With crypto, there's for no reason. Some guy somewhere, something happened. And you are the last one to find out always. Am I right?
That's absolutely right. And so if you own crypto, you need to be really strong inside.
Yeah.
But I don't want to make this episode too long about crypto because
Okay.
we're not really crypto investors, you and
Oh.
me. We're really pure. I would say value stock investors. I know you're a
Yeah.
bit value and growth,
I'm value and growth, you are
value
value.
a bit growth as well, right? Value and growth.
Yes.
We focus really on stocks of good companies, and in the long term, it's what outperforms. I
Yes.
mean, stocks outperform everything.
Yes.
So if you're wondering where to invest, it doesn't depend when you invest, actually. It doesn't matter when you invest. You don't need to wait for a crash to invest. Actually, you might make even more return by investing during a peak than waiting 5 years for a crash, you know? Because
Yes.
5 years from now, the crash point will be higher than the peak of today, you know? So it is wise to start investing today. Don't invest everything today. Invest over several weeks, over several months, and keep investing over the next years and decades. It's really important. You need to have a time horizon of at least 5 years. You know, don't invest being like, okay, next year I need that much money to pay, I don't know, my taxes.
That's not a good idea. Yeah.
It's not a good idea. It's not a restaurant where you can choose a meal, you know. I often take that example. It's not a restaurant where you can choose the meal because it's a restaurant where you go to, you don't know what meal you're gonna get. And then at the end, you have the bill, and you don't know what bill you're gonna get. You know, maybe you'll get cash back, maybe you will have to pay it. But over a certain period of time, at least 5 years, in principle, with a balanced portfolio, diversified in good companies, in principle, you will make a good profit.
And another point is you should start investing in good times, because if you're just starting and you're waiting for a bear market or a downturn, you're not going to have the courage to jump in when you put in the news and they're telling you that everything goes to zero.
Yeah.
It's not a good environment to start in a bear
Yes.
market.
Yes. You know, I heard a lot of people, no, I'm waiting for the next crash. But the thing is that you don't know when, even when you're in the crash, you don't know when the bottom is there, you
Yes.
know? And when you know when the bottom is there, it's probably already too late. We already left that bottom. And really, believe us when we tell that it's really difficult to invest during. To start investing during a crash or during a bear market, because everywhere you hear it's gonna go down more, everything
Yes.
is overvalued, it's a bubble that's bursting.
Yes.
You will keep hearing this vocabulary. So it's really important to start investing today if you already have the knowledge. If you don't have the knowledge, take your time. Don't worry, the market will always be there. It's going to wait for you. It's okay if you start investing only 6 months from now, if that's the time you need to get familiar with the instruments. And as I mentioned, you can always copy some popular investors on eToro who already know their stuff. And in the meantime, learn about stocks and about ETFs and about other instruments available on eToro in the meantime.
Yeah, and I'm gonna say a quote here. It's not my quote. It's I heard it from somewhere. I'm not sure from where, but it goes through this section right here. It's about experience. You're gonna get experience, but you're gonna pay it in one of two ways. You're either gonna pay it with time, or you're gonna pay it with money.
That's a very wise quote. That's a very wise quote. And I think this is a fantastic conclusion, actually,
Yes.
to our episode. I don't know if Dimitris, you wanted to add something else, but ending the episode with this quote, I think it's just
I think let's stay with
it's
the
the cherry
quote.
on the cake.
Yeah, let's
All
check it.
right. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for watching our episode. This is our first episode, so be nice to us. If you have any questions, please do ask. There's a Q&A. And we're going to do a weekly podcast. We record it every Thursday. I don't know if we will publish it every Thursday or the day after, because there's some editing to do here. But guys, follow, like, ask your questions, and thank you for watching today.
Thank you guys. See you next
Bye
one.
bye. Cheers.
Bye.
Ah, the background looks great. I still don't know about the alcohol. I mean, it's a personal touch, but I don't know. I have mixed feelings about the rum, but it shows you have expensive taste at the same
Look at
time, you
this
know?
thing. This one
Huh?
right here.
Yeah.
Tequila with coffee. It's tequila with coffee.
Crazy.
This is limited edition. This is not, they don't make that anymore. That's a $1,000 bottle right here. And I have some nice wine. I have some wine from Chile. Listen,
Insane.
I got this from Dubai.
Crazy.
I'm just nuts. I'm just crazy. I'm just adding. Yeah, you know what? And it's nice that I'm gonna be like the crazy one with the alcohol, and you're gonna be
Yeah.
the serious guy. You know what I mean? So
Serious guy, but with the cat, you know? The
I haven't seen the cat today. Next
kamikaze
time when we're
cat.
shooting and the cat goes to your screen, don't stop. Just continue talking. Just continue talking.